الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، يقول المؤلف رحمه الله: أما الصحابة فلم يعرف فيهم ولله الحمد من تعمد الكذب على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، كما لم يعرف فيهم من كان من أهل البدع المعروفة بكذب الخوارج والقدرية. فلم يعرف فيهم أحد من هؤلاء الفرق، ولا كان فيهم من قال إنه أتاه الخضر، فإن خضر موسى عليهما السلام مات كما بين هذا في غير هذا الموضع. فيقول يعني الصحابة رضي الله عنهم لم يكن فيهم
كذب صلى الله عليه وسلم،
يعني ولا يعرف
none of them used to lie about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الكذب اللي هو معنى تعمد الكذب.
None of them would intentionally lie about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما نبهنا يعني ربما
as we said, sometimes some people may make mistakes which never intentional.
But
they may make mistakes.
Like
Ibn Abbas made the mistake. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to Maimuna when he was in ihram.
وأبو رافع قال كنت السفير بينهما والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زوجها وهو حلال غير محرم.
So the Prophet
ويقول الصحابة رضي الله عنهم لم يكن فيهم أحد قال إنه أتاه الخضر.
None of the companions has claimed that الخضر came to him. الخضر is the man, the wise man that Musa went to see for knowledge. And some people will make up stories about the خضر came to them and they met him. And الشيطان will come to people in different forms and tell them that different things.
مات بدليل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and we all know that the خضر he died because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said at one point that starting from that day when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the hadith is that after 100 years everyone that was alive would be dead in 1 year in 100 years, which means that 100 years after that day, I mean everyone that was alive at that day would be dead. And even if we assume that the Khadr was alive since the time of Musa alayhi salam until the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would include that he will not be alive for 100 years after that day when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi
wasallam said the hadith. قال والخضر الذي يأتي كثيرا من الناس إنما هو جني تصور بصورة
إنسان. It is just a jinn that would come in a form of human being to them, and he's a liar, a lying jinn that would come to them, and that can never be an angel.
لا يكذب وادعى ان الخضر اتاه، فنقول هو راى شخصا اتاه.
And if it was an angel will never come, angels will never lie and tell you that he is a khadr. Because angels will never lie or never tell things on the truth.
انسانا ايه كذابا،
could be either is one of the jinns or could be one lying person or human being. So it can never be the Khadr himself. Many people would make those things and make up those things. Somebody would be dressed in very bright green colorful gowns and come to people and claim that he is a Khadr. And that person could be a
jinn himself.
And can never be an angel that would come and claim that he is a Khadr.
يمكن أن يكون ملكا يجيء إلى شخص ويقول له أنا خضر، فالملائكة لا تكذب،
angels
لكن هذا
do
ممكن
not
يكون
lie. Angels
شيطان
do not
أو إنسان كذاب. قال وأنا أعرف ممن أتاه الخضر وكان جنيا مما يطول
ذكره في هذا الموضع. I know some people that would say Khadr came to them and that was actually a jinn. The Ibn Taymiyyah himself said that he knew some people that came and told him that Khadr came and visited them. And actually that was a jinn that came to them. But it was a jinn that was never Khadr.
قال وكان الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أعلم من أن يروج عليهم هذا
They used to know much better than that Satan or Iblis would come and deceive them. The companions of the Prophet knew much better than that. That no jinn or no liar would come and deceive them.
الأمور إذا يعني أمرهم شيء قال في الشريعة
like if they if any anything come to them
وكذلك لم يكن فيهم من حملته الجن إلى مكة وذهبت به إلى عرفات ليقف بها كما فعلت ذلك بكثير من الجهال والعباد
And none of the companions was among those people that the jinn would come and carry them from Mecca to Arafat mountain.
تلاعبت بها الشياطين ببعض الجهال وبعض
There are some of the ignorant people that fell victims of the jinn and victims of the satans. That the satans and the jinn would come and carry them from Mecca to Arafat.
ولا كان فيهم من تسرق الجن أموال الناس وطعامهم وتأتي به فيظن
would
أن
receive
هذا
any money or anything that was stolen by the jinn and brought to them. So many of the people after the companions, they did have some relations with the jinn, where the jinn would go and steal stuff and bring it to them. But none of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ used to do that. None of them had the jinn come to them and stole anything and brought it to them.
فكان الصحابة يعني ما حصل
so the companions of the Prophet
وأما التابعون فلم يعرف تعمد الكذب في التابعين من أهل مكة والمدينة
التابعين are the generations after the companions
بخلاف الشيعة
none of them was a liar none of them would lie
الشيعة كانوا في الكوفة
and with the exception of the Shia
مش في البحر كانوا في الكوفة يعني في
They used to be
in يقول
Kufa.
يعني في زمن التابعين ما
so
ما عرف أحد
التابعين
يعني
which is the generations
على
after
النبي
the
صلى الله عليه وسلم في مكة ولا في المدينة
And
ولا في
especially
الشام
those
ولا
who
في
used to live in Mecca.
لكن وجد من يكذب على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في العراق الكوفة كانت موطن
truth full people
وجد فيها
they never lie about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or the companions
زمن
with the exception of the few among the Shia that were in Kufa.
ولهذا يعني كان الإمام مالك رحمه الله يقول عن العراق كان يسميها دار الضرب دار الضرب اللي تضرب فيها العمر
الإمام مالك used to call the Iraq the area of
يأتون بمصرفة كده منقوش عليها ختم
the beading
ويأتون بصفائح الذهب مثلا كده ويضربونها بالمطرقة تختم عليها
Because they used to they used to make the money and the coins and by beating on the silver and the coins. And Imam Malik used to call them the called Iraq, the land of the beating.
يقول يعني حديث يكون عندنا في المدينة شبر حديث يعني صغير وبعدين يروح العراق يرجع لنا زراعة يكملوا يزيدوا عليه يعني ياخدوا من الحديث الصحيح
الحديث would come would go would leave Medina and go to So Iraq will come, I mean, like 10 times longer. So the Iraq will exaggerate the stuff and add and alter things on there.
عليه الصلاة والسلام وإلا طبعا العراق يعني كانت في نفس الوقت كانت موطن يعني لكبار
But we know after that Iraq was the home of many of the great scholars and many of the scholars and the imams of the Muslims of Iraq But I mean despite the many scholars in the area of Iraq we also found those liars in there
قال وقد عرف الكذب بعد هؤلاء في طوائف وأما الغلط فلا يسلم منه أكثر الناس بل في الصحابة من قد يغلط أحيانا وفيما بعدهم.
Nobody
أما الغلط يعني
every human being will fall into that.
حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ربما أخطأ بعضهم.
And some of the companions would narrate the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they may make some mistakes there.
هذا إذا سمعوا هذا الحديث يقولوا ماذا خطأ والصواب كذا.
But never intentional, never deliberate.
ولهذا كان فيما صنف في الصحيح أحاديث يعلم أنها غلط وإن كان جمهور متون الصحيحين مما يعلم أنه حق.
Because of that.
كل لهذا يعني توجد بعض الأحاديث التي في الصحيحين
هي أحاديث صحيحة من جهة صحة مسلم البخاري
لكن
هذه
الحديث
correct حديث
زي حديث الذي مثلنا بحديث المعذب
and there may be some mistakes that were in there too
هو أخطأ في هذا يعني وإن كان السند إليه صحيحا
but the narration the hadith was correct but there is some minor mistakes there.
قال وأما وإن كان جمهور متون الصحيحين مما يعلم أنه حق وقع فيها غلط
discourse of the حديث
أحد رواتها وهي في الصحيحين حديث معدودة
ونبه عليها sound حديث and correct حديث
فالحافظ أبو العلاء لكن جمهور أحاديث الصحيحين يعني عامة أحاديث الصحيحين
and the majority of the hadith in the صحيحين are like that the majority of the hadith in the Muslim and Bukhari
بقية الأحاديث كلها مما يعلم أنه حق يعني كما الآن المؤلف يعني سينبه
majority of the hadith in Muslim and Bukhari are correct hadith and only few hadith that there were some mistakes that were made but never intentional
كل ركعة فيها ركوعات
but the narration is correct
في بعض الروايات فيها ثلاثة ركوعات أو أربع ثلاث ركوعات أو أربع ركوعات فالركعة الواحدة يعني صلاة الكسوف الصادم فيها أنها بركوعين في كل ركعة يعني الركعة الأولى يقرأ الفاتحة والسورة ثم يركع
for example
يرفع من الركوع فيقرأ الفاتحة والسورة
like يركع. In the Fajr two ركعات each ركعة
فهذه صلاة الكسوف فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى صلاة الكسوف مرة واحدة
each ركعة is recites فاتحة and سورة and then
مرة واحدة
you make ركوع and سجود and then you stand for the second ركعة
But in صلاة الكسوف ورد في
in صلاة الكسوف the Prophet صلى الله عليه
وسلم
has made it differently
and
the narration that came in each rak'ah there were two rak'ah in there two bowing and there is another narration that in each rak'ah the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made three rak'ah
and
this could be just a mistake by the narrator
ما كان إلا مرة واحدة وصلى الكسوف مرة واحدة
and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has made the كسوف or the eclipse prayer just once it was done just once and the كسوف is the eclipse of the sun
من الراوي رغم أنها في صحيح مسلم
so this is kind of mistakes
يعني الحديث مستثنى لكن عامة
But majority of the hadith in the Sahihain, Muslim and Bukhari are correct hadith.
قال فالحافظ أبو العلاء يعلم أنها غلط. والإمام أحمد نفسه قد بين ذلك.
And حافظ أبو العلاء knew that some of those hadith had mistakes in there. And Imam Ahmad himself knew that, and he has mentioned it in his during his life. And when Abu العلاء Hamazani said that none of the hadith in the Muslim of Ahmad has mistakes.
من الراوي وإنما يقصد ليس فيه حديث تعمد صاحبه
what he meant by that is that there is no hadith that people have made mistakes deliberately or intentionally
قل حتى الإمام أحمد
even Imam Ahmad himself pointed that out he pointed that out if any hadith has a mistake or weakness in it he would mention it and would say that clearly
ما أحد قال إن جميع ما في المسند
And nobody said that every hadith in the Musnad of Ahmad is correct 100%.
قال ولهذا نزه أحمد مسنده عن أحاديث جماعة يروي عنهم أهل السنة كأبي داود والترمذي مثل نسختي كثير بن
عبد الله بن عمرو بن
عن أبيه عن جده
like the one by
وإن كان أبو داود يروي في سننه منها فشرط أحمد في مسنده أدود من شرط
because in Imam Ahmad's Musnad his conditions are more strict.
فقل الإمام أحمد رحمه الله يقول أحمد حتى إنه إيه يعني بعض الأحاديث التي قبل أصحاب السنة إخراجها
some of the hadiths that were accepted in the books of the Sunan of Abi Dawud
بمعنى نسخة اللي هي بمعنى الإسناد يعني الإسناد الذي رويت به أحاديث كثيرة يعني زي هذا الإسناد
and like the narrations narrations of كثير بن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عوف المزني
رويت بها أحاديث كثيرة
the many hadiths that were narrated in the books of the Sunan of like Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmad did not include them in his Musnad.
قال والمقصود أن هذه الأحاديث التي تروى في ذلك من جنس أمثالها من الأحاديث الغريبة المنكرة بل الموضوعة التي يرويها من يجمع في الفضائل والمناقب الغث والثنى كما يوجد مثل ذلك فيما يصنف في فضائل الأوقات وفضائل العبادات وفضائل الأنبياء وفضائل البقاع ونحو ذلك فإن هذه الأبواب فيها أحاديث صحيحة وأحاديث ضعيفة كذب موضوعة ولا يجوز أن يعتمد في الشريعة على الأحاديث الموضوعة
sound and correct hadith and some of them are accepted hadith and some are weak hadith and some are hadith that are made up and no reference to them.
سؤال بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد موته والإسلام
so like we talked about people can, who have been asking using the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم name after his death and they bring some hadith and all those hadith are hadith that are rejected.
يجمعون أحاديث الفضائل والمناقب
and those are hadiths that are collected by people who would go and gather hadiths
الحديث الموضوع لها علامات يعني
and gather some of the sound hadiths and then they basically sandwich those hadiths in there and anyone who would know about the hadiths when he come across any of those hadiths which have no narration or no reference
يعني في مدح بلد أو ذمها أو مدح قبيلة أو ذمها أو مدح صنف من الطعام أو ذمها أو كذا فهذه يعني أغراض الواضعين هؤلاء الكذابون الذين وضعوا الحديث على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هؤلاء الكذابون بعضهم كان تحمله العصبية الجاهلية مثلا
بلده أو ضد بلد حديث آخر من or lie about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم they would bring the hadith in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم talk about some of the good areas and then they would start bashing an area that they don't like and then they put a hadith that they made up by them like they can talk highly about something and they can talk negatively about something else just by using their emotion they just their bias about something so all of these are liars and those people that make up hadiths and make up stories that have no reference like some of them would say that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the lamp or the light of my ummah is Abu Hanifa and those hadiths are hadiths that are made up and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never said that like some of the people who are following Abu Hanifa they don't like Imam Shafi'i
and they would
and they would come with hadith that has no narration they said that a man would come in my ummah that would be so harmful to my ummah and they mean Imam Shafi'i by that so at the time of the Prophet that neither Abu Hanifa or Imam Shafi'i was even born or existed
فيختلقون أحاديث يعني في مكة
so they make up hadith that
ضد إيمان
and or either to support an imam that they like or to basically bash an imam that they don't like by making up those hadiths.
طبعا يوجد كما ذكر يعني يوجد بعض طبعا حديث الفضائل الصحيحة
but again I mean there are some hadiths that are correct hadiths but there may be some small mistakes in there because of the narrator mistakes but that's not like the hadiths that have been made up and have no
reference. والغث اللي هو الهزيل الضعيف الذي لا نفع فيه وكذا. فالقصد ان هذه الكتب التي تروي هذه الاشياء الغريبه هي التي يعتمد عليها استخراج بعض الاحاديث التي
فيها يعني فاليو ان هيفي
صلى الله عليه وسلم من بعض اهل بيته وكبار. قال لكن احمد بن حنبل وغيره من العلماء جوزوا ان يروى في فضائل الاعمال ما لم يعلم انه
Imam
ثابت
بن حنبل
اذا لم يعلم انه
scholars, they said it might be okay to accept hadith that talks about good conducts and manners even if we don't know the actual reference of narration of them. As long as the hadith's message is to talk about good manners and good conducts and behaviors, etc. And they said that they give the hadith the benefit of the doubt that there may be some missing narration in the chain of it or whatever.
وذلك أن العمل إذا علم أنه مشروع بدليل شرعي وروي في فضله
الحديث
لا يعلم أنه كذب جاز أن يكون ذلك ثوابه
acceptable by the teaching of Islam or not.
يقول هنا يعني حديث فضائل الأعمال
so
كان العمل
any hadith that
علمنا أنه مشروع بدليل شرعي
that
يعني مثلا نحن نعلم
بأدلة شرعية فرض تلاوته
يعني تشرع تلاوته وأن تلاوته فيها أجر وثواب
and that when people recite it or read it or exchange it among themselves they benefit from it.
أتلو ما أوحي إليك وقال تعالى إيه وأمرت أن أكون من المسلمين وأن أتلو القرآن ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in many places that I have been commanded to recite the Quran to people, I've been commanded to recite the Quran and Allah commanded him to recite the Quran.
قاطعة من القرآن الكريم ومن الحديث يعني الثابتة المقطوعة بصحتها تفيد أن تلاوة القرآن عمل مشروع. فالآن إذا جاءنا حديث ضعيف لكن لا نعلم أنه
عندنا الآن if there is a hadith that comes which talks about or encourage recitation of the Quran but the hadith is so weak
لا نستطيع أن نقطع بأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يقل
evidence for how
بأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يقله
we cannot say with certainty that this hadith was said by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So the hadith,
to classify the hadith is basically a rejected hadith because we cannot really have the proof that the Prophet said it. We have no evidence of narration for this hadith. Or the narration is kind of like being cut off at one of the generation and we cannot really have the evidence who narrated this from the Prophet
or شخص سيء الايه
الكذب يعني or if that hadith came to us through somebody that we know I mean he forgets all the time
فهنا هذا الشخص الذي يسوء حفظه
so this person who forgets
ليس معنى هذا ان كل ما قاله خطأ
doesn't mean that everything he says is wrong
لا يضبط يعني روايته
the person I mean he forgets a lot doesn't mean that
everything
he says is wrong
لاننا غير متاكدين
now here from his narration
ليس معنى هذا ان تجزم بانه كذب
there is something missing because he forgets but whatever he gave may be proper and right and if what he says is something that's truth we accept
it
we cannot rely on any clear ruling in Islam whether to accept or reject what he says
but
if we read the hadith itself the hadith encouraged reciting the Quran
And
reciting the Quran, we know in the Quran itself, it's something that Allah commanded us to do. It's something that the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us in many sound hadiths.
So
in this case, we, even though we don't know if this hadith was actually said by the Prophet ﷺ, but the hadith itself is sending a good message which to do something that is highly recommended. Well, for example, any hadith, for example, that talks about being punctual about praying on time, performing our prayers on time. So we know that, I mean, from that kind of hadith, we know what the message is, something that is part of our deen and consistent with the teaching of Islam. So in this case, we can accept that hadith. We are not going to reject it. And also when it comes to the warnings, there are things that whether to abandon them or to be careful and commit to them. So if there is a hadith, then if the hadith come to warn us and to tell us to stay away from something, and we have other sources that confirm the same message, then we will take the message of the hadith. For example, we know that stealing and theft are something that's rejected by Islam, and in the Quran Allah talked about it in the hadith. And a hadith now come here that talks about the same thing. And the hadith narrated by somebody that is known not to be alive. But the hadith is inconsistent. It is consistent with the punishment of theft and stealing. So in this case, the hadith is warning people from stealing. So we take the message of it, and that will be fine.
فيقول ولم يقل أحد من الأئمة إنه يجوز أن يجعل الشيء واجبا أو مستحبا بحديث ضعيف.
And none of the scholars will make a ruling or a law out of a hadith that is weak, like saying this is permissible or this is prohibited, or this is lawful or unlawful. When it comes to the lawful and unlawful and halal and haram, it has to come from a hadith that is sound hadith and strong chain hadith. People will never think of a hadith that has no narration to make the decision of lawful or unlawful.
And again, one
reason that a hadith that has no chain to be rejected if it
contradicts a hadith that is strong.
And again, nothing can be made halal or haram or lawful or unlawful except with an explicit and clear statement.
فيجوز أن يروي في الترغيب والترهيب ما لم يعلم أنه كذب.
So we people can people can accept.
يعني علم أن الله رغب
warnings and about rewards, even though the hadith is not strong chained, but not for the halal and haram. So this is the way, the proper way when it come to on how to deal with the hadith.
قال وهذا كالإسرائيلي.
And this is going to be just like the Israelites. What came to us from the people of the scripture. So like what the people of the scripture would tell us.
قال لنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whatever the people of the book will tell you, don't take it or reject it. So whatever that come to us from the people of the book. And when we look at what we receive from the people of the book, some of it are things that are good, and some are things that will tell us to be truthful, to do the right things, to have good conduct. So, and in this case, these are good manners that if we follow them, we will be consistent with the message of Islam and the deen of Allah. So we are not going to reject that kind of information. But if some of the information that come to us from the people of scripture,
يعني المسلمين
So if we are going to accept some of the narrations of the people of the book because of the consistency with what is in there with our deen, what about the Muslims? The Muslims are the people of the books and more, because they even believe in the Quran, and if they come up with some statements, we cannot reject if that statement is a sound statement and consistent and in complete alignment. But we are not going to build any of the ruling of Islam about it. Like, we cannot say this is permissible or prohibited or halal or haram based on those
hadiths
unless the hadiths are strong.
يعني يروي منها أو يروى منها ما لم يعلم أنه كذب للترغيب والترهيب فيما علم أن الله أمر به في شرعنا ونهى عنه في شرعنا
والإسرائيليات
يقول مع يعني نروي منها في الترغيب والترهيب
so whatever come to us from them
ما لم نعلم أن يعني أنه كذب
some of them وعلمنا are things that we know in our deen are consistent with them and there are some that are in contradiction with what we have in our deen, and in that case we reject those information. If anything contradicts what comes in Islam, then we reject it. If it comes from the people of the book. So if they
فأما أن يثبت شرعا لنا بمجرد الإسرائيليات التي لم تثبت فهذا لا يقوله عالم ولا كان أحمد بن حنبل ولا أمثاله من الأئمة يعتمدون على مثل هذه الأحاديث
and whatever come from the people of the book we cannot take them to make the rulings and the law of for us whatever comes from the people of the book we are not going to take them to make the ruling in Islam
ومن نقل عن أحمد أنه كان يحتج بالحديث الضعيف
and whoever said that Imam Ahmad used to take the weak hadith
as
support that person had made this story about Ahmad Ahmad did not do that and Imam Ahmad never used the weak hadith in the ruling. Like, if anyone said that Imam Ahmad used to depend on the weak hadith to make the ruling and opinions about the halal
and haram, that's wrong.
But according to Imam Ahmad understandings and some of the scholars, is that hadith can be classified into two, strong or sound hadith and weak.
And
the weak hadith, according to them, is a hadith that you cannot take and make a ruling out of it. Just like a human being that is weak or sick who cannot function properly.
فيقول انه في زمن الامام احمد رحمه الله لم يكن هناك مصطلح الحديث الحسن قد ظهر
at the time of Imam Ahmad the hadith حسن did not exist
بمعنى انه مرتبه بين الصحيح والضعيف
and the definition of hadith حسن was made by Imam Tirmidhi and hadith حسن according to Imam Tirmidhi is a hadith that is between a weak and strong but at the time of Imam Ahmad
there was
weak and strong so and Imam Bukhari himself was the student of Imam Ahmad and Imam Bukhari was the teacher of Tirmidhi so the definition or the classification of Hassan it came at the time of Imam Tirmidhi which was after the time of Imam
Ahmad إذن الإمام أحمد رحمه الله في عصره ما كان العلماء يقسمون الحديث إلا إلى صحيح وضعيف.
So at the time of Imam Ahmad, hadith was classified either to صحيح or sound hadith and ضعيف or weak.
قال فلان ضعيف يعني مريض.
And then the weak hadith is just like when you say somebody is weak because of illness.
والهلاك.
illness.
أصابه هذا المرض النفوخ لا يصح له أن يتبرع
And like this person is too ill to even decide for himself. he cannot make a donation from his money or wealth because of the weakness that he has in his mind.
Not
like the person may be too ill and too sick and that he wants to donate all his money. Then that will not be accepted because the person is too sick or too ill to decide for himself. Because the money should really go to the heirs or to the inheritance. And if but there is some illness that is only minor illness, not serious. Like the person who gets headache or just gets some fever or something like that, or gets some pain in his body or something like that, something that is not destructive. So if the person has that minor sickness and he donated some money, then the scholars look into that.
إذا كان المرض لا يرجى شفاؤه.
So if the person is ill chronically, something that is no expectation of recovery. For example, when it comes to fasting, then the person, I mean, he can make up other ways. But if the person is only sick with something temporary, then there is hope to recover it and then make up those days. So even the sickness or illness in this case is classified into strong or acute or minor or just trivial. So the hadiths are classified the same way too.
So
even the hadith that is weak, there are some too weak hadiths, there are weak hadiths.
الحديث الذي يسميه الترمذي حسنا.
So Tirmidhi now came with a new term
for
the slightly weak hadith, not the too weak hadith, and he called them حسن. But the one that is too weak hadith, then that's what he called weak. So Imam Tirmidhi came with this. So Imam Tirmidhi came with this term to introduce one more classification.
ما رواه عدل تام بالضبط.
And according to him, to Tirmidhi, a hadith would become a hasan if it was narrated by somebody who's adl. And adl is somebody that's righteous person, somebody that's sane, somebody that's never known to lie, somebody that is mature. So somebody that. So for according to Tirmidhi, if the hadith is sound and sahih, then the narrator has to be somebody that is known to be accurate in his narration, in his memory, everything.
But this, the hasan
is one level lower than the one for the sound. The narrator may be somebody that known to forget from sometimes, time to time. And there is also another type of hadith that he said Hassan al-Ghayrihi, which means Hassan because of other hadith like it. So when you have many weak hadiths, you put them together, they will support each other. So the first person who has classified hadith into three types, which are Sahih, Hassan, Da'if, was Abu Isa
al-Tirmidhi
in his collections. And the Hassan, according to him, is the one that comes through different narration ways. And all of them are consistent. With each other. So the hadith that will come through different narrations or different routes. So any of those hadiths, like the Hassan that by Tirmidhi, Imam Ahmad used to call it da'if or weak. So this, all of this here now is brought up here to answer or respond to some of what the Sufis said about like you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his death. So they will say that, you know, this is a weak hadith that we're following. And Imam Ahmad used to use the weak hadith to present his points and etc.
هذا كذب وليس من الضعف لم يرويها يعني أصحاب الصحيح.
And as we said, some of those hadiths that the Sufis use are hadiths that never existed in any of the main hadith collections.
وبعدين ثانيا الذين يحتجون الضعيف
when they yet they take the weak hadith from these collections of the hadith books, they say Imam Ahmad used to take the weak hadith as support for his opinion.
معتقد الصحابة رضي الله عنهم. وبعدين هنا يعني أيضا الرد على قولهم يعني أن الإمام أحمد كان يحتج بالحديث الضعيف ويقول لا الضعيف الذي يقصده الإمام أحمد اللي هو الحسن.
And to answer them is that when we say that Imam Ahmad would take a weak hadith to present his point, that hadith which is weak, it's not the two weak hadiths actually. These are the Hassan hadiths by Imam Tirmidhi.
نعم بالنسبة للكتاب يعني دلائل الخيرات.
The book of دلائل الخيرات.
يعني من أحزاب المتصوفة وكذا.
It's one of the books that the Sufis use.
يعني لا يصح
it is not proper. We should not use that type of book as reference or as source.
قال فهذا الحديث وأمثاله يسميه أحمد ضعيفا.
So this kind of hadith that Imam Ahmad will call them a weak hadith.
بحديث عمرو بن شعيب وحديث إبراهيم الهجري ونحوهما وهذا مبسوط في موضعه يعني أحمد رحمه الله يعني كان يقول يعني ضعيف الحديث عندي أحب إلي من قول الرجال يعني أحمد يقول ضعيف الحديث عندي أحب إلي من قول الرجال.
A weak hadith is better for me than what men say. So, which means that weak hadith, at least there is a chance it's a proper hadith. And he preferred that over just anybody's saying. And all of these hadiths that Imam Ahmad called as weak hadiths are actually Hassan hadiths according to Imam Tirmidhi, which are hadiths that are higher in their narration and more authentic than the two weak hadiths.
قال والأحاديث التي تروى في هذا الباب وهو السؤال بنفس المخلوقين هي من الأحاديث الضعيفة الواهية بل الموضوع
مش كل الأحاديث التي فيها السؤال بالمخلوق سؤال الله بالمخلوق are among the hadiths that are weak. Not only weak but also rejected, and none of the imams in Islam would take them as a support or as a proof.
ولا يوجد في أئمة الإسلام من احتج بها ولا اعتمد عليها.
None of those hadiths as a support.
يبدأ من هنا يعني سيبدأ المؤلف رحمه الله.
From here the author
يستعرض هذه الأحاديث الضعيفة.
Start to show some of the hadiths that are completely rejected and hadiths that have no references and that people used to take them as support to show their point of some of the practices and that they do because these are hadiths that are too weak even to use or to as support.
For example, يروى عن عبد الملك بن هارون عن جده
عبد الملك بن هارون
أن أبا بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إنني أتعلم القرآن ويتفلت مني فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل اللهم إني أسألك بمحمد النبي وبإبراهيم خليله
وموسى نبي وموسى إبراهيم your companion and with موسى and with عيسى and with the Torah and the Injil and with the Bible and with the Psalm of David and with the Furqan of
Muhammad
and I ask you with or by all revelations that you revealed and with any decree that you decreed And
فهذا حديث مكذوب، حديث
so this
مكذوب يعني
this hadith is, has no reference. This hadith was made up.
فيه
there's no reference
يعني
to it because
توسل أولا
the hadith is telling that
بمعنى السؤال
the person
يعني
would ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى using
الأنبياء
the name of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
وبكتب
and the name
سبحانه.
of the prophets and the name of
the
books.
أما المتعلق بالكتب من جهة المعنى فإنه يجوز أن يسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى بكتبه.
And when it comes to the
books
of, revealed by
يعني
Allah,
يعني
even though it's permissible to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by those books. But
you
cannot make all. The person when the person made the oath has made the oath with the books that are revealed by Allah, not by those books that are altered and exist today. But when you ask using the names of the prophets, that's not, never exist.
ذكره
and
رزين
this hadith was mentioned by Ruzayn ibn Muawiyah al-Abdri in his collections.
ونقله ابن
and also
was
conveyed by ابن
الأثير
in his book جامع الأصول.
هذا إلى كتاب من كتب المسلمين. لكنه
and he never referenced it to any of the books of the Muslims.
اليوم والليلة كابن السني وأبي نعيم. يقول لك يعني إذا رجعت إلى مصادر
so if you go back to this hadith and see the references where it came from. So
قال لك هذا الحديث
that hadith مصادره كما
يأتي يعني
if you look into the references where it came from
معاوية العبدري
is one of them is the collection of معاوية العبدري and the other one is جامع الأصول for ابن الأثير and the other one is for ابن
مصادر هذا الحديث ليس فيها
None of those sources is Bukhari or Muslim or Sunan Abu Dawood or Musnad Ahmad or any of the trusted references. And those references mentioned for this hadith has so many rejected hadiths in there. And that we cannot rely on them for anything.
في كتاب فضائل الأعمال.
And Abu Shaykh al-Asbahani has mentioned that in his book فضائل الأعمال.
وفي هذا الكتاب أحاديث كثيرة كذب موضوع.
And in that book there are many of the hadiths that are rejected and
were made up. ضمن ما يعلنون به الحديث أنه لم يخرج في دواوين الإسلام المعروفة يعني لم يخرج في الصحيح والصحيح.
So none of those hadiths would be mentioned in the authentic sources.
علامة استفهام على هذا الحديث.
Of the hadiths. If the hadith doesn't exist in any of those books, that would be the big question mark.
قال ورواه أبو موسى المديني من حديث زيد بن الحباب. عن عبد الملك بن هارون بن عنتر وقال هذا حديث حسن مع أنه ليس بالمتصف
from زيد بن الحباب بن عبد الملك بن هارون بن عنتر
قال هذا حديث
حسن
مع أنه ليس بالمتصف
but the hadith has no connection so now even the word حسن here is used in a different way
And
we said Hassan is a term that was founded by Tirmizi after the time of Imam Ahmad. At the time of Imam Ahmad, the term Hassan did not even exist for the hadith. At that time, the word Hassan was only used for to describe beautiful something or nice looking something.
لأن هو اصطلاح هذا العالم يقصد بالحسن يعني حسن اللغة
and here maybe the person who said that this hadith is Hassan in this case according to him maybe just the wording of the hadith is nice to him or he liked them and he said Hassan but never the meaning that the Tirmidhi meant
ولا تقربوا الصلاة لا تقربوا الصلاة أولا للمصلين
So for example when we recite the Quran I mean you say that فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ and you don't finish the remainder of the surah so you basically truncate the information you cut
قال
off
أبو موسى ورواه محدث ابن هشام
and أبو موسى said that محرز ابن هشام had narrated the hadith
قال وعبد الملك ليس بذاك القوي وكان بالرجل وأبوه أبو بكر الصديق ثقتان فهنا أبو موسى
And
المديني رحمه الله
so
اللي
Abu
روى
Musa
هذا الحديث
al-Madini
قال
said
عبد الملك اللي هو أحد الرواة اللي هو عبد الملك
is one of the narrators
قال ليس بذاك القول
he was not that strong in
أحد
narration
ليس بذاك القول
so he himself
فمين
was
هو
not Abu Musa was not a strong narrator
يقول شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله قال قلت
so,
عبد الملك بن
so,
هارون
and the author
عبد
here
الملك
said,
بن هارون
he said عبد الملك بن
من المعروفين بالكذب
is one of the people that was were known of lying he used to lie
مش بس ليس بقوي ولكن
so not only that he was not
بالكذب.
strong but he was a liar
قال يحيى بن معين هو كذاب
يحيى بن معين
كلام الأئمة
this man was a liar
قال يحيى بن معين هو
he used to lie
وقال السعدي
and
the
Sa'di said this guy was a Dajjal and a liar
دجال كذاب وقال أبو
حاتم
بن
حبان
يضع الحديث
this person
بن حبان حكم على هذا الراوي قال يضع الحديث
this person reject حديث
وقال النسائي متروك وقال البخاري منكر الحديث قال محمد
البخاري
ضعيف
this man any حديث that he brings is منكر which is rejected and Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad said this man is weak
قال الدارقطني هو وأبوه ضعيف.
الدارقطني said this man and his father both of them are weak.
قال أبوه أبو موسى المديني قال أبوه وجده صفتان. الدارقطني قال هو وأبوه ضعيف.
الدارقطني said this man and his father both of them are weak.
وقال
الحاكم said in his book المدخل
أو المدخل
عبد الملك بن هارون
بن
عنترة الشيباني
روى عن أبيه أحاديث موضوعة
narrated from his father حديث that all
أخرجه أبو الفرج
بن
الجوزي في كتاب الموضوع
and أبو الفرج الجوزي has reported this in his
حكموا
book
على راوي
of الموضوعات or the rejected حديث
وأنه يروي الموضوعات
abandoned or rejected
حديث عليه
So this narrator, which is one of the narrators of this hadith, I mean, all things that said about him are not good. So they are all bad.
توصل بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد وفاته وفجأة معنى السؤال به بعد وفاته سؤال الله بذاته أو بجاهه بعد وفاته هذه مسألة اعتقادية فكل لا يمكن أن نثبتها بهذا الحديث
and Abu Farid al-Jawzi again he concluded
قال وقول الحافظ أبي موسى هو منقطع يريد أنه لو كان رجال
and Hafiz
ibn
Musa said this is a cut off narration
قال إن هو إيه قال هو يعني حديث حسن مع أنه ليس بالمتصل
and this cut off in narration so there is no continuation of narration there and the narration of it That means there is one of the generation of the narrators that was.
قال وقد روى عبد الملك هذا الحديث الآخر المناسب لهذا.
And عبد الملك had narrated another hadith.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما سيأتي ذكره.
Another hadith.
وقال ففيه عامة ما نقله المفسرون.
We will talk about it later.
وأهل السير وما دل عليه القرآن. وهذا يدل على أن
هذا الحديث that he narrated will only show
إما
what he said about this guy that he is a liar and he say things that have no reference
فيقول نفس اللي هو عبد الملك بن هارون
so the same person عبد الملك
بأنه كذاب
that everyone said about
روى حديثا آخر
as a liar etc He has narrated another hadith that talk about the talking about the tawassul using the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam name.
بالنبي صلى الله عليه
and he says that people can use the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to supplicate.
يعني في كتب التفسير وكذا المقصود يعني بموضوع استفتاح أهل الكتاب بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن المقصود أنهم كانوا يقولون للصحابة
And what really means is that people of the book used to say to the companions of the Prophet
ﷺ
before the migration of the Prophet ﷺ to Medina, they used to say to the people of Medina that a man from the line of the Bani Israel is going to be sent as prophet because they had in their books that Allah will send the final messenger and prophet and they thought that this was going to come from the line of Ishaq or Isaac
تفتحون على الذين كفروا.
So that what Allah said in the Quran, they used to tell ahead of time to the people that a prophet will come, and when the prophet was sent to them, they rejected him.
فهذا القصد يعني فلما جاءهم النبي
صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the point here that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to them.
العلم بأنه عليه الصلاة والسلام ليس من بني إسرائيل.
As we know, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is not one, is not from the line of Israel.
القصد أن he's from the line of Ismail. هارون هذا الذي اتهم بالكذب. So هو حديثا فيه صيغة
the point is that this person Abdul Malik,
the narrator here,
has narrated another hadith in which he says that the people of the book, they used to
had
the companion, they used to ask Allah using the name of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
يعني صيغة دعاء كان
عنده and he came up with
أولا رويه هو نفس هذا الذي اتهم بالكذب ووضع الحديث
and that was narrated by the same person who's known to be
not accurate
and a liar etc.
يعني عند المفسرين ويخالف ما دل عليه القرآن وقال إنه سيوضح هذا في الميدان
and as we said the author said we'll explain that later.
قال ومثل ذلك الحديث الذي رواه عبد
الرحمن like that is the hadith that was narrated by Abu Rahman ibn Zayd ibn Aslam from his father
عن عمر بن الخطاب
his grandfather
رضي الله عنه مرفوعا وموقوفا عليه
عمر بن الخطاب
عن عمر بن الخطاب مرفوعا يعني عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وموقوفا يعني من كلام عمر رضي الله عنه
أنه
لما اقترف آدم الخطيئة قال يا ربي أسألك بحق محمد لما غفر
when Adam committed the sin
الأحاديث التي دائما
he said
يعني تسمعون
oh Lord I ask you by the right of Muhammad to forgive me
يزعمون يعني أن عمر رضي الله عنه قال أو أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لما اقترف آدم الخطيئة قال يا ربي أسألك بحق محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لما غفرت لي قال وكيف عرفت محمدا؟
And then they said Allah said to him, how did you know about Muhammad?
قال لأنك لما خلقتني بيدك
and he said to him, oh, when you created me with your hand
رفعت
and you blew the soil in me
على قوائم العرش مكتوبا
you raised my head and I saw
فعلمت
the poles of your throne and I saw in it لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله so I knew that
ولولا محمد
you did not add your name except the one that you like the most and Allah said to him oh
have
you told the
truth
and unless for Muhammad I did not I wouldn't have created you
لا في الصحيحين ولا في السنن
ولا في الحديث
رواه الحاكم
not in the Muslim or Bukhari or any of the sunan of the books of the sunnah
من حديث عبد الله بن مسلم الفهري عن إسماعيل بن مسلمة عنه وقال الحاكم وهو أول حديث
كتبه
عبد
الحديث بن عبد الله بن
وقال الحاكم هو صحيح
from إسماعيل بن
مسلمة
قال الحاكم هو
يعني هو أراد أن يعمل مثل ما عمل البخاري ومسلم أن يجمع حديث صحيح لكنه لم يصب طريقته يعني
الحاكم wanted to collect hadith using terms and conditions just like Muslim and Bukhari
جمع في هذا الكتاب ستة
conditions and he has collected about 6,000 hadith and he claimed that all the hadith he collected are sound and correct
لكن خالفه العلماء في هذا
but the many scholars have pointed out to him that some of the hadiths that he collected were not accurate
فالحافظ الذهبي رحمه الله قال ان ايه
الحافظ الذهبي said
هذه الاحاديث يعني هي 6000 حديث وجد نحو 3000 حديث
out of the 6000 حديث collected in مستدرك الحاكم
يعني يمكن ان تكون احاديث صحيحه
3000
كانت يعني لا تصل طبعا درجه
احاديث حديث
ونحو 1500 حديث
like
يمكن أن تكون في دائرة الحديث الحسن
1500 of them about fall under the حسن
نحو 1500 حديث
about 1500
ضعيفة وموضوعة
1500 are weak rejected حديث
أحاديث ضعيفة
so that's what Imam Zahabi said about موضوع. The collections of الحاكم
فمعنى هذا أن هذا الكتاب يعني هو كتاب مصدرة الحاكم لا يوثق يعني هو طبعا
the book of الحاكم has like يعني one quarter of the hadith in there
يعني يزعم أن كل ما في هذا الكتاب
صحيح which means we cannot rely on all hadiths that come to us from the مستدرك الحاكم
الأحاديث الضعيفة أو الموضوعة المسلمة.
So because they may likely be
which
and by the fact that Al-Hakim said this hadith is sahih doesn't mean it is sahih. Al-Hakim would say this hadith is sahih because it exists in his collections. But many of the scholars of the hadith said that not true.
لكن طبعا الأمر يزداد قوة إذا قال يعني مثلا صححه الحاكم ووافقه الزهري.
But many times we read about the hadith that was يعني corrected by الحاكم.
يعني يزداد التصحيح قوة إذا وافقه الإمام الزهري.
And the hadith will become stronger if the Imam الزهري has okayed it and confirmed it.
لا قيمة له يعني لا وزن له عند علماء الحديث. قال ورواه الشيخ أبو بكر الآجري
كتاب الشيخ أبو بكر الآجري الشريعة
الآجري رحمه الله الآجري من تلاميذ أبي داود
and this الشيخ أبو بكر is one of the students of أبو داود
روى هذا الحديث موقوفا على عمر
and he narrated this hadith موقوفا على عمر which means the end of the narration stops at عمر بن الخطاب
موقوف قال ورواه الآجري أيضا من طريق آخر
and also it was narrated by الآجري
من حديث عبد الرحمن بن أبي الزناد عن أبيه
from عبد الرحمن بن أبي الزناد from his father and that was the end of the father
من كلام أبي الزناد والوالد
which means that أبي الزناد was the source of that hadith
قال وقال حدثنا هارون بن يوسف
and also he said that we were told by هارون بن يوسف he mentioned that
أبو
مروان العثماني told him that عثمان بن خالد بن عبد الرحمن بن أبي الزناد
من الكلمات التي تاد الله بها على آدم
from among the words that Allah has forgiven Adam when Adam said oh my Lord I ask you
قال يا ربي رفعت رأسي فرأيت مكتوبا على عرشك
and Allah said oh how did you know about Muhammad and he said oh Allah when you created me you raised my head so I saw لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله so I knew that Muhammad is the best among your creation
من الناحية الحديثية هذا الحديث يمكن أن يحتج به في هذه المسألة من مسائل الاعتقاد فيقول المؤلف رحمه الله قلت ورواية الحاكم لهذا الحديث مما انكر عليه
أن the author says
فإنه نفسه
الحاكم
قال في كتاب المدخل إلى معرفة
الصحيح
الحاكم له في كتاب المستدرك وكتاب المدخل فقال في كتاب المدخل عبد الرحمن بن زيد بن المدخل روى عن أبيه أحاديث موضوعة
said that عبد الرحمن بن زيد بن أسلم has narrated many hadiths that are rejected from his father
فيها عليه إذن هو
نفس كلام الإمام حاكم himself said things that contradict his statements like he took this hadith that narrated by عبد الرحمن بن زيد and he said عبد الرحمن بن زيد has narrated many hadiths from his father and those hadiths were all rejected hadiths
يخرج أحاديث صحيحة فجمع أحاديث وأخذ إيه يعني ينقض فيها ويبحث عنها توفي رحمه الله قبل أن يتمكن من تبييض الإيه الكتاب ولذلك أحيانا يعني ربما هو نفسه يعارض نفسه
so sometimes some of the statements that Al-Hakim said
عبد الرحمن بن زيد بن أسلم روى عن أبيه أحاديث موضوعة أهل الصنعة
and again the example of that is what he said about عبد الرحمن بن زيد the same narrator that he had in the hadith we just mentioned and he said عبد الرحمن بن زيد
إذا كان المتن مكتوبا
has narrations from his father and many of those narrations were rejected
يعني شوفوا مين أضعف واحد في هذا السند ويعني يكون الشك فيه أولى
usually when people check the narrations they will see all the generation of the narrators
يزعم
if there is anyone in there that is known to be unqualified or untrusted narrator
عن هؤلاء الثقات ويقولهم ما لم يقولون فإذا وجد في الحديث
and that means that when a generation of narrator in there that may be saying things about the other narrators that they know. And that would bring the Qut'a al-Sanad, which means that the narration is going to stop at one of the trusted narrators.
يكون هو واحد من ضمن رجالها وهو أضعف واحد في رجاله فهذا مما يعني يجعل هذا الشخص يتهم بالكذب فإذا هنا يقول يعني إن عبد الرحمن
so what he says here is that Abu Rahman ibn Zayd has narrated many hadiths from his father and those hadiths were rejected or not accepted.
قال قلت عبد الرحمن بن زيد بن أسلم ضعيف باتفاقه
عبد الرحمن بن زيد بن أسلم was weak he was weak as a narrator with the agreement of scholars of hadith Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said that this guy is a weak narrator and Abu Zar'a and Al-Hadim and Dar-Qutni and many others they said and Abu Hatim ibn Hibban said this person used to confuse information without knowing and that was in many of his narrations
and
so he used to confuse the information and he used to mix the statement and phrases
so
he would say the narration of the hadith and then he would say the statement of a different hadith for example also he would say many hadiths each hadith has a specific narrator line in there and he would mix them up and he would bring a strong chain of narrators for a weak hadith and then take a strong hadith and link it to weak narrations
ويوصل السند الى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرفعه الى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and he will probably come across a hadith that was originated from a tabi'i and then he will say this from the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he has so many of his narrations like that
فاستحق ان يتركه قال واما تصحيح الحاكم لمثل هذا الحديث
and the reason that الحاكم
فهذا مما انكره
عليه حديث sound حديث That's one of the things that the scholars of hadith have criticized al-Hakim about it. And they said that al-Hakim would make hadiths that have no reference as sound hadiths. So they were criticizing al-Hakim by the fact that accept hadiths that have no strong reference to them.
قال كما
also as
كما صحح حديث زريب ابن سرملة
الإمام الحاكم
أو ابن سرملة
الذي accepted the hadith of زريب بن سرملة in which
وهو كذب بالكتاب في أهل المعرفة
mentioned وصية المسيح
وابن الجوزي
which was a lie and it did not have a reference
حديث موضوع
so I rejected
the hadith and yet
that the Messiah has made the will to someone and that hadith Hakim has narrated that hadith and he said a sound hadith but the hadith has no reference and it has rejected hadith so it is
a
rejected hadith and so many other hadiths in his mustadrak or his collection that call them as sound hadith but they were among the rejected hadith
ولهذا كان أهل العلم بالحديث لا يعتمدون على مجرد الحديث
because of that the scholars
وإن كان غالب ما يصححه فهو
صحيح حديث that came from the collection of Al-Hakim
يعني رأي الشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله يقول يعني العلماء لا يعتمدون
even though many of the hadiths that he said are صحيح or sound were actually صحيح or sound
يعني مسألة نسبة كما ذكرنا 6000 حديث
As we said, he has about 6,000 hadiths.
About
half of them are sound hadiths,
and there
are 1,500 of them that are Hassan, and there are 1,500 in there that are basically hadiths that are rejected or very weak hadiths.
لكن هو في المصححين بمنزلة الثقة الذي يحصر غلطه وإن كان الصواب أغلب عليه وليس في من يصحح الحديث أضعف من تصحيحه.
But among those who would confirm the hadith, Imam Hakim is considered one of the scholars who do the تصحيح of the hadith, but he had many of the mistakes in there.
عنده غلط كثير.
So he has many mistakes in there.
موضوعه ضعيف وهو يزعم أنه
faults.
إذا غلطه كثير.
So he has many faults in there.
إذا وضعنا ترتيبا.
And if we put the scale.
لمدى يعني الثقة في تصحيح.
Scale to measure how accurate the scholars who would do the confirmation of hadith.
الأئمة الذين لهم يعني كتب قالوا إنهم لم يذكروا فيها إلا الحديث الصحيح.
All the imams that had collections of hadith, they never mentioned anything in there except hadith that had good reference and good narrations.
وهذان تلقتهما
البخاري ومسلم.
تلقت الأمة كتابيهما بالقبول ويعني وافقوا البخاري ومسلم على تصحيح ما صح.
So غير البخاري ومسلم. Any of the hadith that they have, which is consistent with Bukhari and Muslim.
يعني يزعم صاحبه
will be a sound hadith.
صحيحة.
And any of the other references, the writer of those references will claim that the hadith they collected are sound. Besides Bukhari and Muslim, there is also the book of Ibn Khuzaymah.
فهذا يعني أقوى تصحيح بعد البخاري.
So the Ibn Khuzaymah collections are the most accurate after Muslim and Bukhari.
ثم صحيح الإيه؟ الحاكم. الحاكم يأتي في الدرجة اللي هي يعني بعد البخاري ومسلم يأتي ابن خزيمة ثم ابن حبان ثم
so when we look at it, then Muslim and Bukhari will be on top, then ابن خزيمة, then after that will be ابن حبان, then الحاكم. ابن حبان is a teacher of الحاكم.
يعني أقواهم ثم ابن حبان ثم
So هو يعني comes at the fourth
كما ذكر يعني ليس في من يصحح الحديث أضعف من كسر بخلاف أبي حاتم بن حبان البستي.
So unlike أبي حاتم بن حبان البستي.
فإن تصحيحه فوق
collections are above that of الحاكم.
وأجل قدرا
إذا قد and more accepted and more respected.
لأن خطأ التصحيح أقل من خطأ الحديث.
It has much less.
وكذلك تصحيح الترمذي والدارقطني والخزيمة والإمام.
Collections of الترمذي and الدارقطني and ابن خزيمة.
يصحح الحديث. فإن هؤلاء وإن كان في بعض ما ينقلونه نزاع فهم أثقل في هذا الباب من الحديث.
Even though some of the hadith there, there are questions about them, but they are among the best and the most accurate collections compared to Al-Hakim. So like any of those hadiths that were collected and confirmed by Al-Darqutni or Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Mandah, they all are more accurate than Al-Hakim.
ولا يبلغ تصحيح الواحد من هؤلاء
and none of those the accuracy
مبلغ تصحيح مسلم
like the degree of
ولا يبلغ تصحيح مسلم مبلغ تصحيح البخاري
and the Muslim is not as good as Bukhari when it comes to accuracy and the conditions. So that means the strongest among all these collected confirmed hadiths is the one that's from Bukhari. So even one Muslim does not reach the level of Bukhari in the accuracy and confirmation of the
حديث.
Because Bukhari is one of the most accurate books after the Quran.
بل كتاب البخاري أجل ما صنف في هذا الباب والبخاري من أعرف خلق الله من حديث وعلله مع فقهه فيه وقد ذكر الترمذي أنه لم يرى أحدا أعلم بالعلم
and الترمذي himself he said he has never seen anyone that has more knowledge
من البخاري ولهذا كان من عادة البخاري إذا روى حديثا اختلف في إسناده أو بعض ألفاظه أن يذكر الاختلاف في ذلك لئلا
يضطر
بذكره
comes across a hadith that there is more than one narration with some discrepancy between them, he will not let that go without mentioning that clearly. And he will show exactly what the differences are.
So,
if there is any difference in the narrations according to Bukhari, so he will look into the two different narrations very carefully, and he will point that out.
ولهذا كان من قال ولهذا كان جمهور ما أنكر على البخاري مما صححه يكون قوله فيه راجحا على قول من نازعه.
Because of that, whenever there is a difference
يعني
between Bukhari and other narrations, people always lean towards Bukhari narration. And like some of the other collectors of hadith would come and point some hadith in Bukhari, and they would try to talk about how authentic they are. But always Bukhari will end up being the one that is more accurate. And they would say that Bukhari has included those hadiths which are weak. So for example, Dar Qutni has collected many hadiths that existed in Bukhari and Muslim.
الحديث التي انتقدها على البخاري صوابه مع البخاري.
And he criticized that those hadiths are not as strong as they claim to be.
يعني في كثير من الأحيان يكون الصواب فيها مع الدارقطني وليس مع.
It was found that Bukhari is always more accurate.
الحديث التي انتقدت على البخاري يكون.
But when Darqutni did the same with Muslim, there were cases where Darqutni was correct.
من خالفه في تصحيح هذا الحديث.
So the Bukhari, I mean, all the hadiths that he had are very accurate and very, very confirmed hadiths. The point here is that the book of the Bukhari is the one that's most accurate.
قال كما روى في حديث الكسوف أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى بثلاث ركوعات
صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed with three ركوع
والصواب أنه لم يصلي إلا بركوعين وأنه لم يصلي الكسوف إلا مرة واحدة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not pray except with
يوم مات إبراهيم وبين ذلك الشافعي.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has prayed during the eclipse just one time.
والأحاديث التي
day when his son Ibrahim passed away.
أنه صلىها يوم مات إبراهيم.
And
ومعلوم أنه لم يمت في يوم الكسوف ولا كان له إبراهيمان. ومن نقل أنه مات عاشر الشهر فقد كذب.
So.
يقول يعني هنا إيه؟
So it says here that
إن الموضوع يعني المرويات صلاة الكسوف يعني
the narrations about the sun eclipse
التي هي
prayer
صحيح
that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم performed
وفيها وهم أو خطأ من الراوي.
There could some confusion about it. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم performed the eclipse sun prayer once. The day that Abraham, his son, was died,
he
passed away.
قالوا دائما كسوف الشمس يكون في يعني يوم واحد في الشهر الهجري.
And as they said, and they said that the sun eclipse will happen only in just single day in the lunar month, and the moon eclipse happen always when there's full moon.
مات في اليوم العاشر.
And this is when Ibrahim, his son, passed away. He passed away on the 10th of the month. And the 10th of the month, that the moon eclipse would not happen because the moon eclipse will happen on the full moon. In the lunar month.
وكذلك يعني لا يمكن أن يكون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الكسوف يوم وفاة إبراهيم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
بثلاث ركوعات أو بأربع ركوعات.
Could not have prayed
صلاة واحدة صلاها في يوم واحد. لا كان له إبراهيم ولا الشمس يعني
كسفت من ركعات.
إنه مضى في قال وكذلك روى مسلم خلق الله التربة يوم السبت.
مسلم هل نريد
يعني على صحيح مسلم. حديث يعني فيه إيه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
In which they said that Abu Huraira narrated that.
يعني قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلق الله
التربة الله
يوم السبت وكذا يوم الأحد وكذا, يعني فيها ذكر التربة وذكر الجبال
الله
وذكر
created,
وذكر يعني ذكر المخلوقات يعني موزعة على
creation on
days
and the days were
mentioned وخلق آدم يوم الجمعة
and then Allah created Adam on Friday
موزعة على أيام الأسبوع
so
السبعة.
different things were created on different days on the seven days of the week.
فهذا الحديث يعني موجود في صحيح مسلم.
So this hadith exists
يعني
in
نزع مسلم من هو أعلم منه كيحيى بن معين والبخاري.
And some of the people that
تبين
أن هذا
غلط
criticized him on that.
النبي صلى الله عليه
And they pointed out to him that this is not the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كلام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول كان يحيى بن معين والإمام البخاري يقول
أن like يحيى بن معين and Imam Bukhari that's
موقوف وقد يكون مأخوذا عن
And they told him that this is موقوف which the narration is not from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وطبعا الذين يعني صححوا الحديث وعملوا
those who have confirm the hadith or correct the hadith they had the issue of contradiction between two hadiths because the hadith that Allah has created the universe and everything in 6 days
صحيح ومعدود في هذا الحديث بس هذا غير الأيام الستة التي خلقت فيها السماوات والأرض السماوات والأرض خلقت في 6 أيام
عندما
خلقت السماوات والأرض لم يخلق آدم
the heaven and the earth were created in 6 days
كان خلقه لاحقا فيما بعد ذلك
it's not including Adam creation
مرحلة لاحقا
Adam was not created with the earth and heaven
يكون ظاهر الحديث كده كأن الخلق في 7 أيام
and when we read that hadith it sounded as if you know the heaven and earth were created in 6 days and then Adam was created on the 7th day
But
these are not sequential events that happened one after the other and Adam was came on the 7th day.
لكن المؤلف يعني رحمه الله يقول الحجة مع هؤلاء فإنه قد ثبت بالكتاب والسنة أن الله تعالى خلق السماوات والأرض
الله سبحانه وتعالى
سأل
القرآن أن الله
آخر ما خلقه هو آدم وكان خلقه يوم الجمعة
and then the hadith said that Adam was created on Friday
كان خلقه يوم الجمعة فهو الاعتراض هنا على إيه خلق الله التربة يوم السبت
so but his objection here that Allah has created the
يوم الجمعة هي 6 أيام يعني بداية أيام الخلق كانت يوم الأحد وده وليس السبت قال وهذا الحديث المختلف فيه يقتضي أنه خلق ذلك في الأيام السبعة
And this hadith is where the differences of opinions around it, that Allah has created everything on 7 days.
قال وكذلك روى أن أبا سفيان
in صحيح مسلم also has mentioned that
Abu Sufyan
when he embraced Islam, accepted Islam, he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to marry Umm Habiba. And he would take Muawiya and his son as a writer or somebody who would record and also that was mentioned to a Sahih Muslim that there is a mistake there because the mistake is that you know, the Prophet married Umm Habiba in Abyssinia that was before the migration The Prophet sent to the Najashi, the king of Abyssinia. And the Prophet got married to her when she was in Abyssinia.
Abyssinia
embraced Islam.
After
Mecca was conquered, and that was after the migration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. That was many years after the Umm Habiba was married to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So according to this hadith, is that Abu Sufyan after he became Muslim, then he offered the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to marry his daughter Umm Habiba. But that's not the case because we have other evidence that that's not the sequence. The marriage of Umm Habiba took place way before Abu Sufyan became a Muslim.
أنه فيه يعني شيء من
So
خطأ
there
من
is
إما في التاريخ
some inaccuracy about this information
قوله بعد أن أسلم
time wise.
لا يتوافق هذا مع
So this is not in alignment or consistency with the life of the
قال ولكن جمهور متون الصحيحين متفق عليها بين أئمة الحديث تلقوها بالقبول
majority
وأجمعوا عليها
of the,
وهم يعلمون علما
people of the
قطعيا
have accepted
صلى الله
this narration.
عليه وسلم قالها وبسط الكلام في هذا له موضع آخر يعني كن مرويات قليلة يعني نقلت على البخاري ومسلم هذا لا يبقى لا يعني لا يزيل
And some of these cases like this hadith here is not going to put a dent in the narrations of Bukhari and Muslim. And whatever is correct in the hadith are still correct. But there is only those pointed mistakes like this one.
قال وهذا الحديث المذكور في آدم يذكره طائفة من المصنفين بغير إسناد وما هو من
was mentioned by many of the classifiers, so those who classify the hadith without the narration, without a chain of narration. And they said just the Prophet so without telling who narrated this from the Prophet until it came to us. So there's many of those books that were just mentioned the hadith that the Prophet said without telling you how it came. And the hadith of Adam that we just mentioned that Adam has asked the Prophet Allah using the name of the Prophet is one of those hadiths. So and we know that there are many narrations where there are a chain of narrators, yet we realize that there are mistakes and some lying in there. What about the hadith that have no narrators? And also it was told by Abu Muhammad al-Makki and Abu Lays al-Samarqandi.
أن آدم عند معصيته قال
آدم
محمد
sin,
he
said,
لي خطيئتي
oh Allah he asked you by the word of Muhammad
تقبل
to forgive my sin
فقال الله له
Allah said to him
قال رأيت في كل موضع من الجنة
how did you know about
Muhammad
and he said I looked all over the paradise and I see
written on
it لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله Okay, and we read before, and this is the first narration said that I looked into your throne, and now here it says I looked into the paradise. So, just between those two narrations, there is difference. Where did Adam look? Did he look in the throne or in the paradise? So, we cannot rely on this kind of narrations.
لا إله إلا الله محمد عبدي ورسولي قال فعلمت أنه أكرم خلقك عليك فتاب عليه وغفر لك قال ومثل هذا لا يجوز أن تبنى عليه الشريعة ولا يحتج
narrations like this
ولا يحتج به في الدين
cannot be
باتفاق المسلمين
cannot be taken as
فإن هذا من جنس الإسرائيليات
so
ونحوها
like
التي لا يعلم صحتها إلا بنحو ثابت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وهذه لو نقلها مثل كعب الأحبار ووهب المنبه وأمثالهما ممن ينقل أخبار المبتدأ وقصص المتقدمين عن أهل الكتاب لم يجوز أن يحتج بها في دين المسلمين.
And this is just going to be like the whatever comes to us from the people of the book or the scripture.
رواية بغير سند.
Without any narrations and without any reference. Like when somebody just come and tell us that Adam said so and so and Allah created him and there's no strong narration or chain of narrations.
أخبار مبتدأ هي الأخبار المتعلقة ببداية الخلق.
And this is about events that took place at the very early time of creation.
من يعني علماء أهل الكتاب الذين أسلموا
Some of this would come from the people of the book that embrace Islam, like Ka'b al-Ahbar, who used to be he's one of the scholars of the Tabi'in. He was one of the scholars of the people of the scripture. He embraced Islam.
فقال لو أن هذا الخبر يعني لو أنه يعني نقله
So
if there is this story of Adam came to us from one of the people who used to be one of the people of the book
of the great Islam, then we cannot take it as a proof
in our discussion.
So
and the person who narrated this kind of story never even told us where he got it from.
بل إنما ينقلها عمن هو عند المسلمين مجروح ضعيف
لا يشتد بحديثه reference it to somebody from among the Muslims that is a weak narrator himself and that has been known to be weak in his narrations.
واضطرب عليه فيها اضطرابا يعرف به أنه لم
يحفظ
ولم ينقل ذلك ولا ما يشبهه أحد من
الذين
يعتمد على نقله
وإنما
هي من جنس ما ينقله إسحاق بن بشر وأمثاله
من كتب المكتبة
وهذه لو كانت ثابتة عن الأنبياء لكانت شرعا لهم وحينئذ فكان الاحتجاج بها مبنيا على أن شرع من قبلنا هل هو شرع لنا أم لا والنزاع في ذلك مشهور. يعني يقول هو أولا لم يثبت يعني هذا
so this
أولا
has no proof that that
يعني ثانيا حتى لو ثبت
and even if that was
confirmed نبيا من الأنبياء مثلا
any of the prophets الله سبحانه وتعالى asked الله سبحانه وتعالى using Muhammad's name
لقلنا ربما كان هذا جائزا في شريعتهم
and maybe that was okay in their law and ruling but not in our law of Islam
today.
So like is anything that was permissible to the prophets before Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is it applicable to us now? So maybe that was okay for them to use in their sharia and their laws but not in our laws and our sharia today.
ما لم نؤمر بخلافه
The least of it is that you can say if it was lawful for them, it will be lawful for us if you who have been commanded to do it. So if something from the former prophets, before Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam,
was.
So the scholars here have two different opinions. Some of them they said anything that was okay and permissible for the prophets is okay for us to use and use as a rule or law. And the other opinion is that whatever is existed for prophets before us, we can only use it if there is if we have been commanded to follow.
So
and the proper opinion is that if something that was in the law of the prophets before us and we have been commanded to follow it, then we must use it.
هذا يعمل به أو لا يعمل به لا يعمل به على القول
and if something that they used to have and we have prohibition from it then we cannot use it and if there is something that they used to use but in our sharia or our teaching it keeps silence from it it doesn't say use it or don't use it and the scholars said here if Islam is silent on this some scholars say you can use it and some of them say you cannot use it unless there is And the proper is that if it doesn't contradict anything that we have, then we can use it. So this here now all circular.
إنما هو وهذا إنما هو فيما ثبت أنه شرع. الخلاف يقول لك لما اختلفوا هل نعمل به في الشرع من قبلنا او لا نعمل
so even if this has been proven that it was allowed or permissible at their
time
but we cannot bring things that are made up stories and say whether these were the laws of the prophets before us or not these stories were actually even made up they did not even happen to the prophets before us
ما في القرآن مثلا أن يوسف عليه السلام قال مثلا اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم أن طلب الولاية مثلا لحفظ. هنا مثلا نقول هذا شرع من قبلنا.
For example, when we read about Yusuf عليه السلام, when Yusuf عليه السلام asked the king of Egypt to appoint him on the treasury, Yusuf, that was okay for the laws of his time, but not for the laws of our time or our teaching of Islam.
قال هذا إنما هو فيما ثبت أنه شرع لمن قبلنا من نقل ثابت عن نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم أو بما تواتر عنه عن من قبلنا لا بما يروى على هذا الوجه فإن هذا لا يجوز أن يحتج به شرع المسلمين أحد من المسلمين.
This story of the narration from the prophets before Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is then we can look into whether we accept it or not, but if this story has no reference and it did not even happen at the time of the prophets before us, so we shouldn't even look at it to whether accept or not. But people now would talk about it as if it happened, but it never even existed. First, prove to us that this story happened. Then we can discuss whether to accept it or not. But it never happened to Adam alayhi salam. It was never anything that happened.
شرع من قبلنا حتى نعمل به لا بد أن لا نؤمر بخلافه وهذا أمرنا بخلافه.
And again, if it was something that was acceptable for any of the prophets before us, then we need to look at if we can use it or not. We will stop here إن شاء الله and continue next time.
الأربعاء بعد غد إن شاء الله. يعني نخلي درس العقيدة فنجعله مرتين يعني هذا الأسبوع والأسبوع القادم فقط إن شاء الله. هذا الأسبوع الأسبوع القادم ستكون العقيدة في يومين الاثنين والأربعاء.
This week the عقيدة is going to be on Monday and Wednesday. This week and next week. Monday and Wednesday will be the same
نعم.
topic.
نعم. أيوة. نعم. من أسلم من أهل الكتاب يعني في وقتنا هذا فله أجران.
Whoever embraces Islam from the people of the book, he will have twice the reward.
ثلاثة يؤتون أجرهم مرتين وذكر منهم رجل من أهل الكتاب آمن بنبيه ثم آمن به. من كان من أهل الكتاب مؤمنا بنبيه ثم
the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the people of the scripture who embrace Islam, they will have twice the reward because they have believed in their prophet and then they believed in Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.